WHYY is remembering those in our region that have been lost to the COVID-19 pandemic and presenting stories about everyday people who've died in the last month from the disease through their family and friends. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a Camden native whose infectious energy lit up Eagles games.
At Lincoln Financial Field, Section 109 is right behind the end zone and right above the tunnel where the Eagles enter and exit the football field. Those seats are coveted, but most of them are occupied by season ticket holders like Chris Romanelli.
Season ticket holders, for the most part, are the same people every week that go to the Eagles games. It's not a turnover every week of people who you'll never see again. 90% of them are the same people that you're seeing every week.
Over the years, Section 109 has bonded into a kind of community of its own, and looking over them was the usher, Gerald Baker, a member of the Eagles game day staff and, more importantly, a diehard fan. At the beginning of every game, he would greet fans with a high five and a go birds, and at the end, win or lose, he would send everyone home with a hearty smile.
When I walked into my section, I always looked for him first, just to give him a high five. He wasn't just a person who was there to work and point to where the seats were. He just loved what he did, and he was part of my Eagles experience.
In April, Jerry contracted the COVID-19 virus. He died of the disease on May 3rd at Cooper Hospital in Camden. He was 64. Camden is where Baker was born, where he went to school, got married, raised 5 children, then 7 grandchildren, then 3 great-grandchildren. He worked over 30 years at the Camden County Board of Social Services, where he served as vice president for the local chapter of his labor union. He used to run every morning around the Cooper River. He attended a Methodist church in the Parkside neighborhood where he ran its food pantry.
There wasn't a moment that Jerry wasn't moving and doing.
That's his widow, Belia Baker.
Jerry's a strong, silent type. He never said much. He thought a lot. Even with me, as much as we talked, he wasn't really able to express all the things he felt, but he showed it in the things that he did.
Jerry showed people he cared in big ways, like hustling food for the hungry and sitting up all night with a friend in the hospital. And in small ways, like making sure fans at the Link have a great day of football. Season ticket holder Rich Bobby only saw Jerry at Eagles home games, so that means 8 Sundays a year, but still feels the loss of his passing.
When things went well on the field, that smile of his would get even bigger. He was right there with us while still making sure that everything around him was staying in order.
Jerry was buried in a cemetery near Cape May, mourned by a small gathering of just family and friends in accordance with pandemic social distancing rules. The family is planning a larger memorial in September on what would have been Jerry's 65th birthday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.